Kaddish says in the name of Levi Saba, there is not Teshchita except in the end. Okay, Eina Lishchita Ella Besof. There is only to the Shchita in the end. Now, some quality of the Shchita only exists at the end. At the end of what? Shchita, of course. But there's some quality of Shchita that only is at the end of the Shchita. Okay. So take a look at Rashi. Ein ha-shechita keruya shechita ela b'sofa. So we don't talk about it in the beginning.
What are you doing?
Still. At the end, you say, hold on, I'm doing shechita. I just performed shechita. Okay, but Rashi says, and yesh no shechita hakol koruya shechita. So what kind of a machlok? This is a... It's a linguistic question. Like, what do we call it? What do we call it? I mean, you certainly start the bracha from the beginning of the mice. I don't think anybody argues when do you make the bracha. Make a bracha at the end? Make a bracha at the beginning?
Well, according to the one who says it himself, you forgot to make a bracha to
him. So what does that mean? What's the nafka mean over here? What's the question? First of all, what does it mean to say, do we call it shechita or not? What's the significance of that? I mean, you're doing shechita. What do you mean you don't call the shechita shechita? So, if it's shechita, why don't you call it shechita? If it's not shechita, then it's not a precise way to express ein l'shechita el l'besof. And what is it relevant to? Okay, go ahead. So Rava steps in. He says, listen, let's clarify something right away. We don't mean literally, if you say Ein l'shechita el l'besof, they're not saying that it's insignificant whatever you do before the rov. Doesn't mean there's no reality of a maisa of shechita before rov. Right? It doesn't mean before rov it's afra ba'alma that you're mechatech. Right? Because if an ovid kochavim, for instance, were to do the beginning of the shechita, and then the Yisrael would finish it. So if the Ovi Chavim does Shechita, it's Psula. His Shechita is Psula. Okay? So don't think, Rav is saying, that when we say Ein L'Shechita L'Besof, that it means there's no requirements of Shechita in the beginning. No, that's not true. If an Ovi Chavim were to do the beginning of the Shechita, anything that would make it a Trefa, right? If he would do whatever would make it a trefa, then the animal would be trefa, because that does not have the shame. That's not even a maisa shechita. It's not even an uncalled maisa shechita. It's not even a quiet maisa shechita. It's just tearing. That's just tearing the animal's neck. Okay.
You need Can
have
all people do one
shechita? Yeah. Go ahead. Rashi, Psula.
Psula.
So even if you're going to say, so Rashi is more precise than I was saying. Even if you're going to say, Ein l'shechita el l'besof, so you don't call it a shechita sovi kochavim, because there's no shame shechita there. Right? It's not called shechita, so you can't call it a shechita sovi kochavim. But it's also not a shechita Yisrael. So it's just like a thorn. It's like the animal got its neck cut in a thorn. So the animal got its what is it? The esophagus, I believe, right? Is it trepha? In even a hole. So then, it's a trepha. So it's a little bit of an anomaly, no? I was saying it's not a shchitas ovid kochavim because we don't call it shchita yet, but is it the shchitas? So it's not a shchitas. So it's not a shchita. It's not the psul of a shchitas of a chavim, correct? But it's also not a shchitas. It doesn't have a shame shchita. So is it a shchitas? So he's saying it's. I'm sorry. Let's say Yisrael is doing the shchita, right? So why is that the shame of shchitas Yisrael? Right? How come when he's saying when the Akam does the Shechita, it doesn't have a shame Shechita's Akam? So he's saying, but it also doesn't have a shame of Shechitas Yisrael. Right? But even when the Yisrael does a Shechita, why does it have a shame of Shechitas Yisrael? It doesn't have any shame at that point.
Meaning because it's only Ein Shechita Ola B'Sof.
Ein Shechita Ola B'Sof.
It's already a treifa.
So does that mean it's impossible to do Shechita? Because it's always going to be a treifa. So in other words, how come when the Yisrael does a Shechita, we don't say it's also not a shame Shechita Yisrael? Yeah. So that's what we were trying to express the other day a little bit, right? In other words, when you say Ein L'Shechita Ola B'Sof, it means it's just a question, it's a question of it means to say, of course, the entire process is necessary. The entire process of Shechita, Mitzchila V'Yatzof, is a necessary Maisa to define this action as halachically a Maisa Shechita. Correct? And only Yisrael can create that quality of a Maisa Shechita. The question is, when you did the Maisa of the Maisa Shechita, since all of the Maisa, since the only effect of the Maisa is at the Sof, then you have a question of in terms of Psulim, where is the Psul going to be Nitvas? But it doesn't mean to say, even if you hold Ein, that's what Rav is trying to explain, even though we hold Ein L'Shechita El L'Besof, it doesn't mean there's no Maisa Shechita in the beginning. There's a Maisa Shechita the whole way through. And a Yisrael is only capable of doing a Maisa Shechita. If an Akum did the Maisa in the beginning, it would be nothing. It would be like a coat, just a tear. The question by the Yisrael is that the qualifying the Shechita with a Psul, when can you qualify the nature of the Shechita with a Shem Psul? Is it only at the end when the quality of the Shechita itself emerges, or is it or is it the whole way through? But it's not, no, it's Ein L'Shechita Ela B'Sof doesn't mean there's only a Maisa Shechita at the end. If there was only a Maisa Shechita at the end, then even if an Akam started it, it'd be no different than if Yisrael did it. Right? The question is, when there are, when we're trying to qualify the Shechita, like a Shechita Aschutz, or shchitas ovi kochov, some kind of a shame shchita, some type of a type of a shchita. So then you have to hit it at the time that the effect of the shchita is being produced. Then you can qualify the type of shchita. You can't qualify the type of shchita qualify the shchita with the part that the product is emerging with. That's what creates this question by shchita. Since it's a continuous maisa that the product is only emerging at the end, therefore do we say that the qualities of shchita can only be attributed at that end? Or do we say, no, this is a different type of a process, and the entire thing is one indivisible entity, and therefore any point from the beginning to the end is equal in terms of qualifying the type of shechita that you're doing, right? So that's what Rav is saying. Don't think it means there's no maisa, because that would be, if there was no maisa shechita till the end, then you wouldn't have any psul of ovid chav. Okay. So that's what he's saying. Everybody agrees. Hechad eshochad siman echad ovikovim. V'siman echad Yisrael shu psula sherei nasa ba maisa treifa biyad ovikovim. Okay. So in other words, the maisa shchita is what removes the maisa treifa. Treifa is a wound. Shchita is a maisa of hechsher. So it's not subject to the psul of treifa. Okay. So as long as it's part of the Maisa Shechita, then it's definitely not going to make it a Treifa. An Akam is not capable of a Maisa Shechita, so he's only doing Treifa. That's a Mum. But the question that we want to know by Ein Shechita Ela B'Sof or Yesh Shechita Mitzchila V'Yatzof is when I want to say this is a type of a Shechita, this is a kind of a Shechita, when does that Shem Lavai attach? When can I attach an adjective to the Shechita? It's a shchitas chutz. It's a shchitas pigel. It's a, when can I qualify the entirety of the shchita? So I have to be in the part of the maisa that is, so to speak, tapping into the product in order to qualify the product as a shchitas X. So that's what raises the question we were discussing the other day. Since the product is not being slowly built up with the maisa, do I say therefore that I can only affect the product at the end when the product, I can only qualify the shchita by producing a different kind of an entity and the time that the production is actually taking place? Or do I say on the contrary, over here, since there's no the whole thing is necessary, you don't look at it as a slow process. You look at it as one unified action, and therefore any point of it will be the same vis-a-vis that product. Okay, go ahead. There are two differences by Ola Sof and Chata Sof. One difference is where you do the where the malika takes place, right? Above the red line or below the red line? Standing on it or on the bottom? So the Oaf, it's where? It's Lamala.
These are places in the Mizbeach?
Yeah, there was a red line around the in the height of the Mizbeach. So above is for the Oaf, and below is for the Chatas. But there's another significant difference. What's the other significant difference?
Chatas has only one.
Chatas is only Malika of one siman, and Ola is two siman. Okay?
Well, why is there a difference?
Because that's the Xeris HaKosov. Okay. So what is he holding? He's holding an Olas Ha'of. Correct? So that's supposed to have two simanim. And it's supposed to be done where? Lamala. And what did he do? He did Malika of one siman, Lamato. So that's out of the place. Right? And then he finished it, Lamala. Okay? So maybe you'll say, if I hold Ein L'shchita El L'besof, it shouldn't be possible. Because when I did the quote-unquote shchita, the part that I call shchita, the part that the qualities are emerging from, then I was in the right place. So what would be the quality of the shchita? It would be a shchita slamala menasikra, be a shchita smakomo. I mean, is that... So this is a more interesting question. This is the more interesting question. As for the Malikas Ha'of, when is its Gemar Shchita? The second Siman is its Gemar Shchita. You with me, Ezra? So if I would say, Ein L'Shchita El L'Besof, and all the Psulim are only going to be attached at the Sof of the Shchita, so I might say, I mean, it's very reasonable to say, the end of the shchitas the end of the shchitas olas ha'of is the end of the second siman, correct? So ein l'shchita el l'besof, the psul of being chutz l'makomo, which is essentially what the problem over here is only going to be capable of being defined at the end of its shchita. Its shchita is two simonim. So for some reason though, if I did one siman lamato, Rava says that's not going to be, everybody would agree that it's possible, even if you hold Ein L'shchita El L'besof. Why? No. Not because its shchita is, even though its shchita is not kruya shchita until the sof, there already exists a different full entity of shchita in one siman.
Right.
So the question is, so the point is, by the Malikas Chatas Ha'of, don't think it's possible when it gets its Shchita in the wrong place. Then it would require two Simanim Lamato.
Right.
It's possible if there gets any other Shem Shchita in it. You understand?
Yeah.
You might think you only have a Psol of Chatas Ha'of if you of Olas Ha'of, if you did Olas Ha'of in the Mokom Chatas. But you'd only be able to qualify it as an olas ha'of b'makom chatas if you hold ein l'shchita l'besof, if you finished it in the bottom. But he's saying, but since there is a whole cheftza of malika simen echad, that exists as a maisa in kudshim, as a psul maisa, it will exist even with one siman. Right? Okay. Go ahead. So that's also not a question. It's not a question almost for the opposite reason. No, as Rava is like sort of laying out the bookends over here, right? He's saying the ein l'shchita l'besof, don't think it doesn't mean there's no shchita in the beginning. Because if an Akam would do it, he would have no shchita, right? And then he's saying, and by the olasof, don't think it's only going to be pasul when its shchita is done in the wrong place. Even if there's another shchita that intervenes, that will be pasul. So he gives cases of no shchita and another shchita.
Yeah.
Those both could mess up before you get to the end. Right? So Rava says, their only machlokus is where you shechted one simen b'chutz and one simen b'fnim. Right? One simen b'chutz and one simen b'fnim. If you hold yesh no shchita mischiv yatsof, then you'll be chayef for shchutei chutz. Because the beginning has a shem shchita, and therefore I can qualify it as a shchita schutz right away. But if I hold in the shchita el b'sof, there's no qualities emerging until the end, and therefore the quality of shchita schutz won't emerge until the end.
Right.
And I'm inside already. Right? So I'm just going to tell you that there's a big machlokas, right? Why you've said...
Well, even according to l'b'sof, he still did a shchita schutz.
No, he can't qualify the shame. It's not kruya shchitz until the end. Meaning to say, it doesn't get a quality until the end. It's just like a hechsher of the quality of shchita.
So how's any different in the case before him, where he did the malika?
Because there's no complete entity of shchita b'chutz. There's no complete entity of shchita simen echad. So just hold on, maybe this will help you. Tosfos, and this is just a simple way to learn. It's talking about a behema now.
Yeah.
We're not talking about an oaf anymore. Even though Rashi seems like he says we're still talking about an oaf, let's not step into that giant mess. Okay, let's just keep it simple like the other Rishonim. He's talking about a behema. So there's no shchita simen echad by a behema. No, just to sum it up, you have to have the process of the maisa shchita to have this question. So if you have no process in the beginning, like an akum, then it's davar pashut, that there's nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. If you have another complete process, like chatas ha'of lamata, a maisa chatas of lamata, then you have an intervening complete process. Then it's also not a machlokas. The only machlokas will be where you have one process, a behema of two simanim, and you start it outside and you finish it inside. Will that give it the shame of shchutei chutz or not? Because the process has begun, but the qualitative element of the process is not till the end. So does it have to be the part of the process that relates to the quality directly in order to give it the shame of a shchutei chutz? Or do we say no? In this case, the quality will emerge from all of it. Okay. I don't really want to get involved in the Rav Yosef question. That's where Rashi and Tosfos get into an argument about, is it an animal, is it the behemoth, or is it an elf?
Right.
Is there such a thing as a maisa of chatas ha'of just to be a psul on a behema even? It's like it has the tzura of a maisa shchitas bifnim. The problem with Rashi is he says you're doing malika b'chutz, which everybody says im shochet simen rishon b'chutz mechayev shev kavasi kosher bifnim b'malika shchatas ha'of. Hashochet of kachim b'chutz chayev. I'm sorry, right? He does shchita, right? All right. I don't want to get involved in this whole problem. It's not for us. Next. So he changes it slightly to say you just started miksas b'chutz and you finished b'fnim. But conceptually it's the same. They're just arguing about whether you can have this intervening entity of a maisa chatas ha'of. Okay. So let's pick it up with Masev Rebbe Zera. So whoever is involved in the parah from beginning to end is mitamin begadim. So he's mitame is begadim. Okay? That's like a tumas maso, right? No, it's a stronger tumah. All right. Wait, I'm sorry, I skipped a line. And what else?
And is.
Oh, and if you are involved in another malacha while you're doing the para aduma, that's a psul. Anything else? Okay, like if you are cutting, Rashi says, if you're shechting the para aduma and simultaneously slicing a cucumber.
So the cucumber is.
The shechita is possible, or the cutting of the cucumber?
The preparation of the para aduma is possible.
Yeah.
Right? No, they're like, oh, cut my sandwich while you're doing that. By the way, just you
know. You're in the cutting mood.
Yeah. So you have to be exclusively devoted to para aduma. If you're doing anything else with the para aduma, that's a psul in the malacha. Of para aduma. Okay? Go ahead. So it says, if there was a psul in the shechita, whether it happened before or after. In other words, if there was a psul in the shechita, then the one who was involved in the shechita is not going to be metame his begadim, whether he was involved before the psul or after the psul. Okay, so in other words, if there was a psul anywhere in the shechita, then there's not; it's not metame begadim. Even if you were involved with the para aduma in the beginning of the shechita before the psul occurred, certainly after the psul occurred, right? But even if you were involved before the psul occurred, which is but masha einakein by hazor, right? Hazor could also have a psul, but by the hazor it's different. Ah, so then we say it's a difference. Now, if you're going to say, this is Reb Zera's question. Now, if you're going to tell me there really is, quote unquote, a shame shechita from the beginning till the end, this is interesting already, then we should logically differentiate. And we should say, we have to think about this havmir. La'acha psula eino metamo abigadim. Interesting, huh? So he says, if you're going to tell me yeshna shechita mitchili v'etzof, then that means you really were involved in shechita in the beginning. So you should be metamo abigadim. And then when the psula occurs, then you're not involved in shechita. So you see, it must be ein l'shechita ela b'sof. So wherever the psula occurred, it has to be before the sof, right? And therefore, it doesn't matter if you were involved before the psul or after the psul. If it was after the sof, then the shechita wouldn't be good. So it had to be before the sof. So whoever was involved before the psul was not involved in shechita because it's ain't shechita of the sof. Whoever was involved after the psul was involved in shechita because it was a psul. But if you're going to say yeshna l'shechita b'tchili v'etzof, then there's a point where you're involved in quote unquote shechita.
And then you'll be metayim.
And then it should be metayim begadim. So since it says you're not metayim begadim, that shows you the only shechita is basof. Go ahead.
Amar Rava.
Rava's back.
Niskalkala shechita.
Kamrit, that's what you're bringing to me? You're bringing me niskalkala of a shechita?
Shani hasam de'iglai nosa l'mafreya d'lav shechitai.
Wow. That's what we're talking about, right? Now we're saying, even if you hold yeshna l'shechita mitchili v'yad sof, but it's not like Hazor where there's a reality and a contribution of some product in the beginning. It means to say we view the whole thing as one entity from the beginning till the end, because it all relates to the shame of the Hechsher. But if there's a psul in the end, then it turns out you did nothing. In other words, there's no incremental product of shechita, like there's an incremental product of hazor. Comes out, if in the end the shechita was messed up, there was no shechita at all. But you can't say there weren't hazors up until this point. In other words, the shechita is an all. If we say yeshna l'shechita mitzchil v'yatzof, it's not that we're viewing it as a process that you're building up components, and then the end has a heksher from the accumulation of all the little parts. Right? That would be like a hazor.
Why are they like a hazor?
Because the hazor is incremental accomplishments. One, Achas. Okay, it's not Yom Kippur, but do they still sing the song? I don't know. So you do, you're counting. One, two, three, four, right? Each one is a complete hazah. That's definitely asukim b'paraduma. Because paraduma requires these steps, these accomplishments. Did you do the step of hazah number one? Yes. But by the shechita, he's saying...
So
that's why if a psul occurs after the hazah, so we say, okay, well, the product, the process that we started, we have to abort, we have to leave it. But we didn't not start the process, l'mafreya. We did start the process, l'mafreya.
So they're
going to be m'tam v'gadim. We're saying, but by the shechita, the only quality, when we say yesh no shechita mitzkili v'atzof, all we mean is that when the product emerges, every part of that process is considered contributing to it. Even though the product only emerges completely in full glory at one last moment. And none of it is revealed until the end. But that doesn't make a difference. We still view the entire preliminary process as all relating to that product. Even though the product wasn't emerging with the process. Correct? But it's all dependent on the fact that the product emerges at the end. Then l'mafreya will say the whole thing was related. But if there's a psul in the middle, of course, that it's all going to be niskalkala shechita kamrit. That's not a question at all. It's not shechita klal. Okay. Now here is where here's something we should stop and think about, because there's a machlokas, Rashi and almost all the other Rishonim, on what niskalkala b'shechita means. Okay, well, let's leave it for another time. You take a look. Rashi learns niskalkala b'shechita is literally, meaning it became a nevela. Yeah. And all the other Rishonim, except maybe the Meiri, so learn that it means you did the cucumber slice in the middle. You did a psul in shechitas para. Not a psul in shechita per se.
Meaning you
did a psul of shechita aspara, meaning you cut the cucumber halfway
the
through. But the shechita was still a good shechita. According to Rashi, if that were the case, he would be tame in the beginning and not tame in the end. Now, according to Rashi, there's a chiluk. If the guy was doing shechita, let's say he held yeshnu shechita mitchil v'etzov, and then while he was a third through the neck, and a guy jumped in and said, "Cut my sandwich quickly." So then everybody before the sandwich would be puzzled, would be mitayim begadim, and after the sandwich would not be mitayim begadim. Right? According to Tosfos, no, that's niskalkala. Once he messed up the quote unquote shchitas para, like we were talking about yesterday. Like there's a new heftz of shechitas para, no one's tummy.
Wow.
Yeah. That gets into the question we were discussing yesterday. If there's a new, if each piece of halacha has its own tsuras of shechita, they seem to learn that way, they Rishon. They seem to learn niskalkala b'shechitas para. Shechitas para is its own shechita. It's going to work the same because logically it has the same issue of whether you view it all as one entity or just the end part. But the only psul will come from shechitas para. And if the shechitas para was messed up in the middle, then there's no shechitas para at all. According to Rashi, he's a little more interesting. He's saying... He seems to learn that it's a din of it's an ordinary shechita that's applied to the para.
Which, according to Rashi, how does it work out that the people beforehand are still matam begadim? Because whatever they did was still kosher. It was still part of. They're still involved.
So then he's going to learn, right? He's going to be a little more complicated. He's going to learn that as long as you did a good ma'isa shechita to the para aduma, that's considered, l'mafreya will say, at that point you were osik in paraduma. If some external psul removed the hechsher of the paraduma, the kashers of the paraduma, that doesn't mean you weren't involved in the maisa of hechsher, of maisa of producing paraduma before that psul. Then he'll learn, that's the interesting thing going to Rashi. It's going to come out, you can take the indivisible shechita now. and have a before and an after. Well, it would be like shechita sechutz. It would be like
Rashi's just generalizing the shechita in general.
Right. He's generalizing shechita, right.
So all right.
Maybe he did enough.